Hey, e-commerce Fastlane listeners, thanks for tuning in today. Just before we get started, today's show is made possible by our friends at Support Zebra. Now, you can grow your Shopify-powered business with Support Zebra's outsourced services tailored specifically for direct-to-consumer brands. They're trusted by hundreds of startups, including some of the biggest and fastest-growing D2C retailers. They excel in managing many critical functions, such as sales conversion, cart abandonment, customer retention, order tracking and returns, live chat, failed payment recovery, and even email ticketing. They manage your pre- and your post-purchase customer service experience. This allows you and your team to more focus on your core operations. With Support Zebra, you're not just outsourcing, you're actually extending your team with highly skilled English-speaking agents who are ready to serve your customers across multiple channels in all time zones. Stop the worry of scaling customer service and improve your customer support experience while slashing costs by 50%. You heard me right, 50% lower costs on the pre- and the post-purchase customer service experience, all through supportzebra.com. Now, huge thanks to Support Zebra for sponsoring today's episode. And now, let's shift gears and welcome our next sponsor, retention.com. Are you looking to recover more lost shoppers on your Shopify store? Retention.com is here to help you with their identity resolution software that significantly improves your Klaviyo flow revenue by 2 to 3x. Now, they help expand your email list by identifying over 80% of your anonymous website visitors. And get this, even if they haven't filled out a form. Now, Retention.com knows these potential customers and shares their email address in a thanks for visiting our site Klaviyo sequence. You can lower your acquisition cost, you can acquire more customers, and you can skyrocket your revenues. I highly, highly recommend retention.com to turn your anonymous shoppers into revenue. Now get a quick demo and a special trial offer at ecommercefastlane.com/retention. That's ecommercefastlane.com/retention. A big thanks to our sponsors for supporting the show. Now let's dive into today's episode.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Well, today I have the privilege of speaking with Chase Harmer, who's the founder of a company called Wishes. Well, there is a platform that really is making significant strides in the Shopify ecosystem. Now, Wishes really, it's not a fundraising platform, so to speak. It's more of a innovative leader in the domain of charitable giving with a system really that ensures transparency and trust. And you know, they've redefined how donors and wishers can interact together and contribute to a cause that matters to them both. And it's not really about fundraising, it really is ensuring that every penny that's donated is accounted for and reaches where it's intended. So whether you're a nonprofit or an individual wisher or a donor that's seeking to make a tangible impact, the Wishes platform really brings these contributions and values together into a clear and transparent process. I know Chase and I, we're going to explore his journey. We're going to dig into some of the challenges and some of the incredible impact that the Wishes platform has created in the Shopify ecosystem. At the end of the day, it really is about ensuring that your generous donations are not just made, but they're also made to count. So let's jump in and learn more. So hi, Chase. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Glad to be here and look forward to the conversation.
Now, I mentioned it a bit at the top of the show, but you know, to start us off, could you briefly describe your vision behind the Wishes app that both you and your team have created?
Yeah, so for the last 26 years, maybe 27, I don't even know how old I am anymore, but I've been in payments for a very long time. I spent the last 11 years building virtual credit card technology and, you know, really learning everything the hard way about technology. I had no idea what I was doing when I got in there. I knew a little bit more when I left, but I knew a lot. enough to create 7 different patents and really do a lot of innovating things that made us unique in my last business. But really, all that learning curve was brought to fruition here. And we built product in about 15 months because I had spent the last 11 years doing exactly what I was trying to do here in 15 months. But it all kind of really started, the vision started when I go to the grocery store and everyone's asking me for a dollar. Then I go to the, you know, whatever retail outlet and they're asking me for money. And then I go online and someone's asking me for a Roundup. And I'm like, dude, I don't even understand where this money's going. I don't trust this company. I think I'm actually beginning to trust stores less that are asking me for donations because no one clearly has any insight into how that money's handled. And then when they do announce that they give that money away, hey, we donated $85 million. It's like, they actually didn't donate $85 million. All the trillions of people that went to that shopping center did, and they're taking all the credit. So I wanted to create a product that no matter what charity is connected, I as a donor would always understand what happens to the money. And I think that's the reason why people don't donate, is they're tired of looking at, seeing on the news that a cancer charity raised $80 million for cancer and spent like 20% of the funds on cancer. And you know, all these GoFundMe scams, which, you know, GoFundMe is a black box. You send it to GoFundMe, you have no idea. You might as well just send it to the Atlantic Ocean and then put some weights around that paper. You're never going to hear back from it again. So, you know, connection is what giving is all about. And if you don't have any connection, then what are you doing for? So we built transparency to enable connection, real connection with people, and understanding of always understanding where that money's going and knowing that you really help somebody with tax incentives and cashback rewards on every single donation. So it's a very unique platform. It's a showstopper and it's a GoFundMe killer.
Now, as you know, every company has its roots and definitely has a founding story, and you definitely have a storied past. But I'd love to uncover a little bit about your journey with the Wishes platform and just the whole inspiration behind its inception.
Yeah, so over the last 26 years, I've learned a lot of hard lessons. And I think that's the moral of my founder story, is that I run through brick walls. I don't stop for anything. And if I want to do something, I'll do it. And if I think it's the right move, I'll execute it. And if it's wrong, I'll live with it. Yeah, I think that I'm that guy. You know, I take the good with the bad. And, you know, over the last several years, you know, there's been a lot of humbleness because of the fact when you're trying to innovate and do different things, you know, you fail more than you win. And failing all the time is a fucking shitty feeling, especially when you're used to winning. But, you know, I think ever since I started building technology in 2014, it's like losing is part of the job. So I'm so used to it, but it's so frustrating and it sucks. But I can say that the losing that I did for the 11 years before at my last company, really just trying to make things work when it was really tough to do it. We did have an exit by the hair of my chinny chin chin, but with this company, I was able to build the platform that does card issuing, does all these different things. And I was able to do it all in 15 months. And that's only because I knew exactly what to do. I had all the right connections. I had all the right people. We had a great team. But that's all because I made a bazillion mistakes the first time and, you know, spent millions of dollars trying to build something that just was not going to happen with the team that we had and the inherent problems with the underlying foundational tech. You know, essentially, it was a bunch of spaghetti in there. You can put some spaghetti sauce on that and put some meatballs and you'll have a dinner. Basically, it's like a million trillion lines of code leading, like the Winchester Mystery House, just lines of code leading up into the ceiling. And so I think it was just a bag full of hard lessons. And I think the School of Hard Knocks is actually a real school. And I live in that school. I think I'm an actual president, CEO, and secretary of the School of Hard Knocks. I have all the positions and I've played all the roles. And I think that's what's made me into the entrepreneur that I am today. I'm super resilient and nothing phases me. The Empire State Building can fall over and it wouldn't bother me, especially because I'm in California and that's in New York. But you get the point. I'm built for this stuff and this is my founder story. And anyone that's a real founder that, you know, has built real shit, that actually is trying to change things and willing to sacrifice and go for it all, that's definitely who I am and what I am at my core.
Now, there's going to be people listening today that are like, hey, does my brand really need to have a charitable option baked into its checkout flow or part of its brand ethos? So I'd love to understand from your perspective about, you know, should an e-commerce brand really be interested in wanting to have a charitable option for their business?
The charitable giving space is a gigantic, astronomically large space, and it's about $2.6 trillion a year annually as of 21, I believe. And then there was which represented about 6% of the U.S. GDP at that time. And it also represented about 10% of the U.S. workforce. So I think what people don't understand is charitable giving is massive, and it makes the world go round. Really, it's a huge part of our economy and our workforce. 10% is a gigantic piece. And the other reason why I got involved is because it's the Wild West online. You know, if you go online, there's all kinds of stores using charitable organizations to get roundups. But are they actually giving that money to that charity? There's no telling. There's a lot of stores that are getting in trouble for that now. But I can tell you straight off the top that if you have the placements in the right place on your checkout page, you will get a raise. You will get a lift in conversion. You will get a lift in average ticket. And it can be as high as 24% in conversions and 12% on lift. It has to align with your brand. It's got to make sense. And it's got to be something that you think your customers will support or want to support. If those all line up, then yeah, you should absolutely do it. But utilizing a platform like Wishes, what that enables you to do is actually give impact reports back to the people that are donating, right? How do you actually reach out to your customers today and engage with them? Hey, here's a discount. Hey, come to our spring sale. You're always offering less for them to spend in your store. You're trying to sucker them back in with a discount. Really, what you should be doing is engaging with them to not offer a discount and getting them to buy products at full price. And how you do that is with platforms like ours, you know, where you can actually give this impact reporting back. They think you're a great guy. They think you're a great company. And, you know, you really don't have anything to do with this solution because we essentially do the whole entire management of it. So we give you the tax write-off, or you could pass that on to your customers. We give them the cash back incentives on every donation. And then we actually distribute those funds and we give you those impact reports back. So you have full control over the whole entire solution. And you really have a way to engage back with your clients to gain more traction in your business and make more sales without offering lower prices. So Wild West, massive space, those are the combined reasons.
Now, if you search the Shopify App Store or go to Google, you're going to reveal some notable peers in this space. And given this, like, how does Wishes set itself apart? Like, what's your MVP? What's the unique value that your platform brings to Shopify brands, maybe compared to the alternatives that are available?
You're right, Steve. There is a bazillion companies inside of that App Store. And with us launching on November 15th, you know, we will be one that I think stands out. And the reason why is there's a couple reasons. First of all, the companies that are in there that are doing charitable donations that split transactions through Shopify, they're all just, none of them have actual real technology. They are all paper that is connected to Candid. And really, they have no insights into what happens to the cash. They don't offer any tax deductibility. They don't offer any incentives for customers to donate. And they'll never be able to offer transparency because they didn't actually build a real technology stack. I built a platform that will radically change the entire charitable giving industry. And that's not a statement, just throwing that out there. It's actually facts. When you as a donor have an option to donate directly to a charity, okay, A, or B, use Wishes, always understand what happens to the money after you donate. Always get a cash back incentive when you donate. Always earn a tax deductible event with every single donation you make. The choice is not a choice. The plugins that we offer, we also can bundle with payments because we are a payment platform. So we'd offer a deeper discount than Shopify to bundle it all together, but that's not necessary. So but we are a full stack platform, real technology, real financial madness and the matrix going on behind the scenes. And you know, we really do create additional value. And how we do that is through solving that macro transparency problem. And I repeat this again, but it's the ability to go and reach back out to your customers with that data, because even if they donated 50 cents, they don't care. They're actually, they'd like to understand. You know, you'd be surprised. 50 cents, a dollar doesn't matter. You know, we're just curious, like, what happened? Like, what are they going to send me? What is this report that they're going to give me? That's a reason for you to engage. And it's something that another platform can provide. So in a sea of 8,000 apps, we're going to be the only one that is capable of providing transparency on every single donation, connect any charity, change it out, donate to a cause. It's always going to be validated. It's always going to be truthful. We want to be seen as a source of truth, you know, for charitable giving for donors. We want to connect all donors to any charity that they want to go to, and we want to be the source of truth for that across the globe.
Now, our listeners are deeply committed to driving growth and retaining customers. And, you know, you have a very interesting vantage point. I would love to pick your brain a bit about some strategies or tactics that you would recommend for Shopify brands today that are aiming to enhance revenue, profit, and this lifetime customer loyalty.
Building process is the single most important, overlooked, underrated, could be overrated thing that you can probably do to turn your business upside down in a good way. If you don't have process today, and you might think that you have process, but maybe you're the only one that knows it, and if that's the case, there is no process, there has to be a duplicatable, replicatable system to allow your business to scale. And the difference between the biggest companies that I've worked with and the little itty-bitty guys that are hustling all the time, they're moving fast. Like, you see people move papers on their desk that look like they're working. It's like, you know, you're not doing anything. You're just moving the papers around. You know, there's a lot of business owners that move papers for a living every day, moving papers. Obviously, it's not just papers. And, you know, when you think your motion does not create revenue, you know, what creates revenue is process and replicatable systems that allow you to scale your business and grow it while you're not there. That way, when you have charitable giving as a component into your platform, it all runs the way that it should. And nobody has to do anything. It should actually just take care of itself and make you more money. But the biggest thing that you can do for yourself is build process into your organization so you can scale and go to the beach.
Now, our audience values real life success stories. I think it's really motivational. And, you know, is there any way you could share a Shopify store's journey that they, you know, some kind of challenge that they faced and how your Wishes platform was very instrumental both in their brand ethos, maybe their growth and their reach?
Yeah. So being that we're launching November 15th, I think the success story is that we've made it through 11 months of compliance and didn't want to jump off a bridge, but we're close to being in market. And I think our biggest use case that we're seeing the most value is private labeling. We have mega churches private labeling our platform. We have mortgage companies. We have real estate companies, political organizations. Everyone wants to understand where the money goes. And if you're taking in money that needs to be accountable on the other side, paying suppliers, if you look at your business structure, because I look at our business as infrastructure. Yes, it's Wishes, but the infrastructure that we've built, it can be used in many different ways, and we are using it in many different ways. So although we have a strong use case that's going to disrupt charitable giving, and that's going to be our main focus, we are building our platform into many different organizations that see the value for their own business. And in the mortgage industry, we can move money pretty rapidly. Faster than you can do it through ACHs, and it can all be done through cards. Doesn't always work in real estate, but there is a use case there apparently. And in the political space, if you're donating to a campaign, Biden or Trump, Both of them are morons, by the way. But if you donate to either one of those fools and they lose, like, would you want to understand how they spent that money? Or would you just be like, ah, whatever, it's 10 grand. I mean, I think all of us would probably hate ourselves for giving either one of those fools 10 grand. But if you were that fool that gave 10 grand, I think you would want to know. And that is the reality of the situation that we're living in today, is that this is the way of the future. Everyone wants to know. Everyone wants to understand. We've all been played a million times because, you know, we're living on this planet and bad things happen and, you know, you can't control it. So understanding and not having to be skeptical and having that peace of mind is the future of how payments are going to be done. And this is just the beginning.
Now, Chase, I don't have to tell you this, but you know that e-commerce is a fiercely competitive industry to be involved in. And, you know, Shopify brands are constantly looking for this edge, how to move the needle a little bit further to help them grow their business. And so how do you envision the Wishes platform to kind of meet the future needs of the Shopify entrepreneurs and marketing community?
Future-proof. I mean, I'm always looking outside the box. I live in the weeds outside of the box. I live in a place where they don't mow the lawns. There's no sidewalk. There's no one telling me directions. There's no crossing walks. There's, you know, everything is backwards, you know, and you have to figure out everything for yourself. That's the world that I put myself in all the time. And that's why I constantly are creating new things that, in my opinion, matter. I know that Wishes will absolutely disrupt charitable giving, and it's going to be a massive disruption to that space. And that's how I future-proof. I get ahead of what they can't do. You know, GoFundMe went out and got a bunch of MSB licenses because the bank stopped approving their deals. They married themselves to being the bank, which means that they'll never be able to provide transparency, which means they'll never be able to move money faster, which means that they're really cemented in their ways. They got their heels dug in. And that's actually fantastic news for me, because we built on a model that enables transparency for any donor to any charity anywhere, and so, or cause or crisis. And so when I look at future proofing, you know, I looked at a Blockbuster, Mammoth, you know, I compare GoFundMe to Blockbuster. You know, when Blockbuster knew that Netflix was innovating technology, what did Blockbuster do? Blockbuster went out and bought like a bunch of commercial buildings, like a bunch of morons. What does GoFundMe do? They have the biggest market share for social impact. And they went out and tried to be a bank when the banks shut them down. And instead of innovating, they became what they hated the most. And now they're going to pay for it because they can't compete with the model. So being able to be in front and take risks and do things that people aren't willing to do, that's the only way to do it. Selling t-shirts today, I probably think you probably sell t-shirts tomorrow. It's not going to be any different, just maybe better marketing. So that's it.
Now, every industry has its narrative, some of which may be misconceptions, but, you know, as an expert in your field, which myths would you like to address or debunk?
I don't have any myths to debunk. I think the thing that I'd like to say is that as entrepreneurs, we have to think outside the box. We have to future-proof. We have to do all these things. But if you're selling an ordinary-ass product and you're not willing to take risk, that's just who you are. If you're young enough, if you're in your 20s, early 30s, and you're not taking risk right now, what are you doing? Go out there and take massive risk. Fail. Figure out who the hell you are. That's the only way you learn, not by building an income stream that pays you $1 million a year. That's easy. You know, go out there and test yourself. See how smart you really are. And I think the myth that I could debunk here is that when you do fail, people say, oh, you didn't fail. You learned. You learned some lessons. Yeah, motherfucker. I learned lessons, but like hell of expensive lessons. You know, you want to be able to not learn so much. When you try to innovate and you're doing things that nobody's done before, you learn a whole hell of a lot. And it costs a whole lot of money. So I think the myth that I like to debunk is it doesn't ever feel good to learn. You know, even when you're sitting on that hill drinking your coffee and say, oh, I'm so glad that I learned that lesson. It's like, no, dude, you don't appreciate the lesson. You understand the lesson and you will always remember it, but you'll never appreciate it.
Now, Shopify brands need partners who are both current and forward-thinking. Now, with your expertise, what can users expect from the Wishes solution both in 2024 and beyond? Like, are there any upcoming features or any updates that we can all look forward to?
When we say future, when we're thinking like years, 2024, I mean, I like to think in terms of sprints with my engineers, because that's the only way that I can help control the outcomes. Even though I can't control the outcomes, they just happen when they do. I think that's the same thing with the products. You know, we anticipate going hot and heavy into Shopify in 2024 with a much better product than what's in there currently. There's a few companies in there, but they're just taking market share while we're not there. We're going to do it all for free and we're going to wipe them all off the map. And my plan is to eliminate them all. And because we just have a far superior product and I can't stand to see them make money. At the end of the day, we really think that Wishes will be a transformative company that will break down barriers and allow people to trust and have trust in charitable giving again. And we're going to be on the march in 2024 doing massive marketing campaigns. So you're going to see a lot of Wishes. If you're not seeing Wishes now, you will be seeing it soon. And just click on our link so I can retarget you. Just kidding, but actually not kidding. At the end of the day, we'd love to have you guys. If everyone's listening here, you guys are all donors. You guys donate to something at some point to somebody. And it doesn't cost you anything to use Wishes. And you will always earn cash back and incentives, tax deductibility, and a total transparency on what happens with the money. And that's something that nobody else can offer. And that nobody else is even close to being able to offer. So the future, we are the future. And we're making it one day at a time.
Now, as we wrap up for today's show, are there any key insights or any kind of final thoughts that you would like to share with our listeners?
I was kind of all over the place today, but I think the message that really I'm trying to send is, you know, e-commerce is the wild, wild west. You can be a kingpin in the wild, wild west. There's opportunity everywhere and it's abounding. You know, focus on getting it more residual streams. Don't let any payment processor hold you hostage. Do simple things like adding a charity that's aligned with your brand. It's a simple, easy thing to do. And if you do it right, you can't miss. It's proven and it's consistent. And I'd love to be able to help you out with that. If you guys ever want to donate to any charity in the future, be sure to check out Wishes and always understand where your donations go. I appreciate you guys' time and thanks so much.
What would you recommend as the next steps for listeners that are keen on tapping into either your expertise or learning more about the Wishes platform for their Shopify brand?
If anyone would like to get in touch with us or visit us and get on our waitlist, you can go to launch.wishes.inc. You can sign up for our waitlist there. If you would like to get in touch with me directly, you're trying to build a card program or you're trying to do something in payments and you want some advice, happy to help you there. You can reach me on LinkedIn or chase@wishes.inc. You know, and if anyone's doing donations in the future, please make sure that you check us out. We won't let you down. And I don't think you'll ever use another platform again to make a donation for as long as you live. So this has been fun. I appreciate you guys' time and talk to y'all soon.
Now, before we conclude for today, I recall that our early conversation, you were mentioning about a special treat for our listeners. And could you share some of the details of that exclusive offer?
So we are giving away free trips, a 5-day, 6-night custom vacation. There's plenty of places that you can go. We can send you the link. You can fill it out yourself, check out all the locations. And that's just for registering on our wait list. You can get there at launch.wishes.inc. And if we were already launched by the time this comes out, then you can go ahead and send me an email to chase@wishes.inc and we'll get you that trip right out to you. And trust me, guys, if you've ever wanted to understand where your donations are going and wanted to earn some rewards in the process just for doing something that you're already going to do and the tax deductibility with transparency, we got the solution and it's super seamless, super easy, and I know you'll like it. So give me a holler, sign up for our wait list, and I'll see you guys on the other side.
Now, Chase, I know you know this, but Shopify's mission really is to make commerce better for everyone. And it's clear that both you and your team are tightly aligned with that vision. And, you know, your contributions to helping Shopify brands and the partner ecosystem are really quite impressive. And once again, thanks for sharing your expertise and your insights with our community today. It's been a genuine pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me on the show, Steve. I'm excited about the opportunity to get into the Shopify ecosystem in 2024. I know that our product is going to be head and shoulders above and beyond the expectations of what's currently in the market. And I'm excited to work with all these e-commerce entrepreneurs and help them grow their business and increase conversion. So make sure that you guys get on the wait list to get that trip. And I look forward to working with y'all. Thank you.
That wraps up today's episode of E-Commerce Fastlane. You know, a heartfelt thanks to you for being a loyal listener. You know, this podcast really aims to arm you with the growth strategies, tactics, and the insider tips from the best in the Shopify ecosystem. And each episode is crafted to edge you one step closer to growing and scaling a wildly successful direct-to-consumer brand. Your investment of time in listening and learning is deeply valued. And knowing that you possess a growth mindset and are a constant learner is quite inspiring. And I truly appreciate your journey, and whether you're a founder or marketer. So enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.